to the opportunity to work with you, please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Hey, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. On the field, I know the value of a strong game plan, and in life, I know the value of a strong connection. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet in the Upstate, backed by local folks who are committed to excellence. Whether you're streaming the big game, working from home, or keeping your family connected, Upcountry Fiber is the best play you can make. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
Welcome to the Road Rage, joined by producer Ramona, who also, what did you, what was your latest accomplishment? I forgot.
What do you mean, what was my latest
accomplishment? Well, I mean, you have this whole list of amazing things you've done.
Was I Martha's Vineyard?
No. You won the national jack-o'-lantern cutting contest.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Man, it was spectacular. It was just unbelievable. It was scary.
I was fast, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I cut through that pumpkin like no tomorrow.
Yeah, you just took that jackknife and went.
I had my own personal knife to do that contest.
That's right. You carried it around. So be careful. She's armed.
Be careful.
That's right. She's armed and dangerous.
I might be thinking of somebody while I'm doing that pumpkin.
It's a Bowie knife. It looks a little machete-like, actually. It might be more than a Bowie knife. It's
lots of satisfaction. I just think of somebody's head.
Right. I just saw Quack for the first time in a month, Rona.
I know. I haven't seen him either.
Let me get to Chuck and Taylor's. Has been hanging on. Chuck, how are you, Chuck? Good to have you.
I'm doing well, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck.
Ramona's like Edward Scissorhands or something on a jack-o'-lantern.
That's right. Freddy. Okay. She's Freddy Krueger. She's got those nails.
Yeah, there you go, Freddy Krueger. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Hey, I moved on from the football team. I'm on a watch, but I think they're going to get beat this weekend. I hope not. But anyway, I'm moving to basketball. I see where they're ranked, I think, seventh in the ACC poll.
Right.
I think.
Right, that's
seventh.
Right. That's right.
Who's going to play? My question to you is, who's going to play the big man, do you think, this year from P.J. Hall and the other guy? I can't remember his name. It's hurt right now.
Well.
That went as a pro.
You're talking about
I
Ian?
Can't remember. Yeah, Ian Sheffield. Who's going to play the number five for Clemson this year? And what do you see for the basketball team this year? I know Brunell is really good taking nothing and making something. And that's my question, Walt, and I appreciate it, man. And keep carving, Ramona.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. Look, Nick Davidson is going to be a part of that equation, but Clemson has more size than they've had before. So, you know, Nick Davidson, Carter Welling, these are going to be baseline players. RJ Godfrey, all of it. So there's a lot of versatility. I think in this big man picture, and we're going to talk with Brad at 5:05 today. Brad Brownell will join us at 5:05, so we'll have this discussion with him a little bit later, and I've got lots to talk about with Brad, so just stay tuned, Chuck, and we'll get to, I don't want to cover all that right now, but we're going to get to a lot of that in depth later, a lot of Clemson basketball talk, so that's all coming your way a little bit later today. Right now, I want to start with some football talk and some Clemson and Duke talk, and we have to get to the UPick'em games as well, which we just started on yesterday, and we just scratched the surface on those deals. So we've got to get to that. But we'll talk about that. Let's talk a little bit about who and what Duke is from a football standpoint. Offensively, all right, this is a very dangerous football team. Really explosive, lots of weapons. They just have dudes. It starts with the quarterback. I mean, Darian Metsaw has a chance whenever he decides to come out to be a number one pick in the NFL draft. That's how talented Metsaw is. Metsaw has a live arm. He's really gifted. He can make some plays with his legs. He can extend plays. He's really good at extending plays and throwing on the run. That's a dilemma for Clemson's defense. I'm just going to be honest. I see lots of problems for Clemson's defense in this game. I'm not optimistic about this defense's ability to stop this Duke offense. Oh, you want to speak to this?
Can I please just interrupt?
Yeah.
I want to just mention Dennis that donated $500 in memory of his mother, Maggie, and his mother-in-law, Ellen.
That's awesome.
Okay, I just want to say that.
That's absolutely awesome.
Thank you, Dennis.
Dennis, thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is absolutely amazing. I know there were some people on the text line who were asking if they could still donate on the T for T line. Maybe Dennis was one of those people. But so that just happened?
Yes.
That's awesome. It's absolutely awesome, Dennis. I mean, just contributing to an amazing day and an amazing campaign. So, yeah, there's still time for you to hit the T for T to 53555. Like I said, I don't know on any official close. I mean, that may well be open right through the weekend into next week. I don't know the answer to that. But it's open right now. So if you still want to get in, you can we welcome that. All right, so let's talk about them individually. All right, for one, they have a round one NFL quarterback. I mean, a legitimate, big time round one NFL quarterback. Whenever Metsaw decides to leave Duke, he's going round one. He's a top 10 pick. I don't know why nobody talks about Metsaw. You know, I saw him the first game he ever played. I said he was going to be a big time talent, and you just see it every game he plays. He's just gifted. He has a live arm. He's athletic. He doesn't want to run. He will make some plays with his legs, but he extends plays. He extends plays and he throws on the run with great accuracy and great touch and velocity. So, I mean, there's just nothing to dislike about Darian Metsaw. He is basically a freak at the quarterback position. And the bad news is they have other freaks. Nate Shepard, the freshman running back, is averaging like 8 yards a carry or whatever he's averaging, 7-point-something yards a carry. He's explosive. He's dangerous. He's a home run hitter. If you don't set a hard edge, if you play soft on the outside, he's a guy who can take it 70, 80 yards on you. He is Mr. Explosiveness. But he's not the only guy in that backfield. Anderson Castle, the grad transfer, is a beast. Anderson Castle this is not a big dude. I mean, in terms of height, I don't know what they list him at, but he's probably 220 pounds. And he's a very, very physical runner. And they'll use him down at the goal line. Any goal line situation, Anderson Castle's getting the ball. And, you know, if they have a first down from the 3-yard line, he's getting it 3 straight times if necessary. All right, and he will run over linebackers. Anderson Castle, you know who he's reminiscent of? He's reminiscent of Cam Scataboo. That's who he sort of runs like. So you know, think Cam Scataboo and Nate Shepard in that backfield. That's a dangerous group. Receivers, they have that too. They have an athletic tight end in Jeremiah Hasley. And then the Cooper Barkley kid is just a problem. He's number 18 in your scorebook, or on your roster, and he is a big time problem. I think Clemson's defense is in for a long afternoon. I hope I'm wrong and that the Tigers defense really plays up, but I just don't know if they can stop this bunch. I mean, Tom Allen is telling you he doesn't have the pieces in the secondary to be able to compete, and he doesn't have the length. I mean, and we've seen that in what he's done all year. He can't play man coverage on the outside because he can't trust them in man coverage. Well, I mean, all those things culminate, and this is maybe the worst team, the most difficult matchup that Clemson's faced from that perspective. So I don't like that matchup. Listen, one game situation, anything can happen. I hope I'm wrong. I hope Clemson's defense rises up and plays great. I'm not anticipating that. I think that defense is going to have their work cut out for them against this offense. This offense just has too many options, too many weapons, too much talent. That worries me. Now, here's the flip side. Duke's defense is like, I don't know, this wild mix of stuff. And some of it's pretty good, and some of it's not so good. Let's start with the not so good, all right? I've seen teams screen game them to death, all right? I have seen this in individual games. NC State screened them to death. Wide receiver screens, bubble screens, conventional screens. They screened Duke to death, and Duke did not handle it well at all. NC State put up a ton of yardage on Duke. Duke, I will say this, Duke has faced basically a who's who of quarterbacks from around the country when you look at their schedule. They have faced a lot of elite quarterbacks, which I think distorts their numbers to a degree. But NC State's constant use of the screen pass to unbelievable effectiveness, one of the wide receiver screens went for like an 80-yard touchdown. And so it was really effective. I would expect that to be in the Clemson offensive game plan for Duke. Because, again, I don't know you want to see that every game, but you don't have Wesco in this game and for the rest of the year. But screens against this defense have proven very effective, which is odd because what I see on film is when teams try and run wide on Duke, they seem to get a lot of hats to the ball. They flow to the ball. They're athletic defensively. And teams that have tried to run wide on them haven't been met with a lot of success. But you can attack the perimeter with the screen game. And like I said, NC State ran every type of imaginable screen against Duke, and they basically all worked. So I would think that the screen game is going to be a big part of Clemson's game plan. I would think that that's what we're going to see. The Weaver kid at free safety, he will hit you. All right. He is a guy who will come up and make plays. He plays physically, and he will come up and make plays. I mean, they have some dudes on this defense. The other thing is they can get after the passer. It's a team that does generate a pass rush. So Clemson's offensive line is going to have to play well. They're going to have to give the quarterback, regardless of the quarterback, time to throw the ball. And I think that's going to be an important part of it. The other thing is, they will turn you over, right? For example, in that same NC State game, they had three picks, right? So they surrendered yardage, but they affected the quarterback enough to have three picks. So, you know, they will create turnovers, and that's something that Clemson hasn't been necessarily great at. So you can't lose the turnover advantage or the turnover game against this team and expect to win, because I just think their offense is too potent. So when I look at this football team, I mean, look, I think it's a dangerous bunch. I know offensively they're dangerous. I do think defensively, there are areas that Clemson can exploit. And so, I mean, I'm not ruling this game out for Clemson. I think, you know, obviously Clemson's not had much success at home against P4 teams for a significant period of time now. But I don't think Duke is invincible because defensively they're going to give some things up. Now, Clemson's quarterback, let's just say it's Cade, he's going to have to play well. And you know, even though North Carolina and BC weren't very good, you know, they had lots of issues defensively, and Cade put up better numbers against those teams. There's an opportunity to do that. SMU's sort of similar. They have more of a pass rush than those other two teams do. I think defensively, not necessarily scheme-wise, but from a strength standpoint, Duke is more reminiscent of SMU, where they can get some pressure up front. They will try and get some pressure up front, but they are still going to surrender some things on the back end. And so there's some opportunity. There's going to be opportunity for Clemson to make some plays. I don't know how effective the Clemson run game is going to be against Duke. That remains to be seen. You know, obviously, Dabo Swinney wants to be able to run the ball. I think that was made clear last game. We'll see about that element. I'm not exactly certain how effective Clemson's going to be running against Duke. I think to beat Duke, you are going to have to throw the football. But you're going to have to throw it effectively and throw it without committing turnovers, without throwing picks. You're not going to be able to afford that because they're just too good on the offensive end. So I think it's the kind of game that, you know, I would be surprised if Duke didn't put 27 up. And so I think if you want to beat them, you're going to have to probably beat that number. Now, they were in a different type of game with Georgia Tech, and we'll talk more about that. Georgia Tech beat Duke. We'll talk about what type of game that was, because it was a very different type of game than, for example, the Duke-NC State game was. We'll get to that and more. You can get in, 654-7627, and join the conversation. Quick break.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium, and Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
I'm Kwok from 105.5 The Roar, and I trust Grass Nerds for all my lawn care needs.
Don't let your lawn go bare this fall. Contact Grass Nerds today to schedule your fescue overseeding before spots fill up. And get ready to enjoy a stunning lawn that's the envy of the neighborhood. Call us now or visit our website at grassnerds.com.
When it comes to taking the guesswork out of grass work, I trust the Grass Nerds.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face. Whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes, call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk. Online at Reeds.com.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Has your credit seen better days? At Founders Federal Credit Union, they get it. Life happens. That's why they offer personal and auto loans that help you move forward with flexible terms and a team that sees more than just a number. You don't need perfect credit to start your next chapter. Visit foundersfcu.com or a local office today. That's foundersfcu.com or visit a local office today. Founders, helping you do life on your terms. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Desmond Howard. You want to win the weekend? It all starts with the tailgate. And for me, that means Kingsford Charcoal.
They've been bringing the flavor, the smoke, and the heat since 1920. No wonder they're still the gold standard of grilling. So fire it up, feed your crew, and let the smoke do the talking. Kingsford, the king of the tailgate. Get it today at the Home Depot. Outdoers get more done.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet.
They really are a scream.
You like that, do you?
I do. I do. A little Addams Family action on a Halloween night. Drive safe. I don't know. The kiddies out. Do you still see kids out on Halloween, Ramona?
I don't.
There aren't any in my neighborhood.
Mine either.
None in your neighborhood?
No.
It seems like a lot of kids have different alternatives now. But I know there are still some somewhere. So drive carefully. I'm the one who needs to remember that. You can get in 654-7627. Texas said Garrett Riley will do everything but screen. Well, he's gonna run some screens if he's watched the film of this team, because again, I it's this odd situation where they seem to set a hard edge. They seem to be able to flow to the ball when teams try and run outside on them. But what they don't seem to be able to do is handle screen passes, bubble screens, etc. They don't handle conventional screens. Like I said, I watched the whole Duke NC State game, and NC State screened them to death. NC State put up a ton of yardage. When NC State got in troubles, when they tried to throw it downfield, and Duke got a little more pressure, and those resulted in three interceptions. So Texas said kiddo's out in Belton right now, so that's good. Texas said you're thinking too highly of our offensive front trust. That's wrong. That is wrong. Texas said, well, how did we get to Duke has more talent than Clemson can handle? You know, that's a good question. I wish I had a good answer to that, because I wouldn't have thought that at the start of the season. But I don't know. I mean, I think the Clemson defense has had issues. Statistically, I think this defense looks better than it's been, if that makes sense. I think this defense has been exposed at times. And by the way, I'm not picking on the defense. The offense has basically been terrible except for, you know, North Carolina and Boston College. And to an extent, you know, the SMU game, which still wound up in a loss. But this team offensively, you know, look, part of this is the nature of college football now. And I think it's the nature of the game we're playing, in that the talent is more spread out. The coaching is more spread out. This has been a byproduct of NIL, et cetera. And so, I guess it's this easy to figure out. They spent $4 million allegedly on Mensa. So, you know, that's how. I mean, if a school like Duke is going to spend that type of money, you know, that's the answer as to how. And then they surrounded them with elite skill position talent. And that's where they are. And so a lot of those guys, some of those guys came in the transfer portal. So, you know, that's who they are. Now, the Duke-Georgia Tech game was an entirely different type of game. That game starts, and Georgia Tech immediately starts draining the lifeblood out of the game. That's what they do. I mean, they had an opening drive that took 6 minutes off the clock and barely got into Duke territory that wound up with them punting. But I didn't watch all of that game, but that's a game that in the parts that I watched it originally, but, you know, that was some time ago. But in the parts of it that I watched on the rewatch, you know, I think Georgia Tech was able to prevent Duke from doing a lot of damage by frustrating them by possessing the ball. And, of course, that's what Georgia Tech does. Georgia Tech wants to play relatively low possession balls. It's very similar to what Vanderbilt does with Pavia and company. They have playmakers of decision that they want to rule the games, and that's what they do. And so they want to, you know, the ideal drive for Georgia Tech, in some ways, a little like when Paul Johnson was there. The ideal drive for Georgia Tech eats up 7-8 minutes and results in 7 points. And Duke is going to be effective in the red zone because they've got a quarterback, they've got wide receiver weapons, they have a tight end, and they have two talented running backs. So they're going to be effective in the red zone. To my way of thinking, Clemson wins this game if they can match Duke's offensive production. I think that's the pathway to Clemson winning. And what I think that means is 30-27, something like that. I think it has to be something like that. If Clemson scores 21 or 20 or, you know, 17 or something, I just don't see any way that this Clemson defense right now is going to hold that Duke offense to that type of total. Without great ball possession on offense, this has not been a ball possession on offense team. This is not Georgia Tech. I mean, you know, Georgia Tech's had multiple games they've run for over 300 yards. That's not who Clemson is right now. At times, Clemson has no running game, in part because of a lack of commitment to establish a running game. Running the football is a mindset. You know, when Bill Snyder was coaching at Kansas State, there were times that he faced 8-man fronts because of the quarterback run game, And Bill Snyder didn't care if you put ran an eight-man front. Now, Bill Snyder himself would say, look, if you can only do one thing, he's going to take it away. So that's what his view on defense was. But offensively, his view was if a team presented you with an eight-man front and you still ran it successfully against them, you took their heart away because then they had nothing left. And I think it was all true. But, you know, this team has not really committed to running the football for a whole assortment of reasons, including just a failure to do so. I mean, Joel in Greenville. Joel, how are you, Joel? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Joel. Thank you for getting in.
I'm glad to be in on Halloween.
Absolutely.
Trick or treat.
Let's go.
So there was a story many years ago. I guarantee you'll remember it when I start to tell you. John Elway's wife for Halloween gave out the mini bars, like yeah. everybody gives out, yeah. right? And it came out that his neighbors were upset with him. And he came out and in a public arena said, I guess my neighbors expect me to give out college bonds as trick-or-treat gifts.
Yeah.
So let me ask you all.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to Trader Joe's? The grocery store Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I have been there. Where does Trader Joe's?
Okay. Okay. Well, there's one on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Okay.
So anyway, they have 1 pound bars of chocolate bars.
No, they do not. See now,
1 pound.
Oh, I'm going to have that, Joel. I'm going to have the 1 pound chocolate bar. So John Elway was giving away the little tiny things that Ramona buys these bags of.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Look, when I was a kid, that would have meant toilet papering the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Final thing, Walt. November 6th next week will be 30 years since my last bet. Now, do you know how I quit gambling? November 14th, 30 years ago, my gambling addiction led me to attempt suicide by driving my car at 60 miles an hour into the end of the guardrail where now the par 3 golf course is. Hey, Walt, spoiler alert, I didn't die.
Well, that's good news, Joel. I figured that part out since I was talking to you. But
the spoiler alert part was in jest.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, Joel, I'm glad that you dealt with the issue that you had.
God used the 12-step program of Gamblers Anonymous to literally save my life.
That's awesome, Joel. That's absolutely awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Walt, I'm going to leave you with this. You just said awesome twice in a row. Everybody knows my story. I'm wide open with it. My last name is Shaw, S-H-A-W. Yeah. I had a pressure washing business called Before and After, but my LLC name was Shawsome, and the byline was Shawsome is like awesome, only better. So from now on, every time you start to say awesome, yeah. correct yourself yeah. and say Shawsome.
Yeah, Shawsome. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it, Joel. That's Shawsome.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend.
You too, Joel. Thank you. So Joel had a problem, and it almost ruined his life, and he's been saved from it. So congratulations to him. You know, it's like anything else. I mean, there are so many things that can potentially be addictive, but you can't protect the people who wind up with addiction problems. They've got to find those answers for themselves because you can't penalize the people who don't have those issues. It's just the way it is. There's not a perfect ending to anything. This is the real world. And some people can drink and others can't. Some people can bet and others can't. You know, there's a whole myriad of things in this world like that. Some can eat sugar and others can't. There are a million things like that. And like I said, there's not any perfect resolution to it. But I'm glad that Joel found his solution. Hey, Ramona, Orange Shelley writes, and she's 100% right, Ramona, in what she said. black jelly beans rule. That's what she said. What a genius. And then she said this. Oh, I didn't know about this, Ramona. I have to have this. She said, if you eat black jelly beans and cherry sour candy together, it's incredible. I will have to have that. I 100% will have to have that. Those two things independently, Ramona, I would love those. She also asked if I remember the Mike Leach interview on Halloween candy. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Mike Leach had an incredible interview on Halloween candy. You know, of course, Coach Leach joined us on this show, I want to say a half dozen times, and they were all amazing. I mean, it was he was such a unique individual, Ramon. He never said no to us. He had no reason to say yes to us. We were on the other side of the country when he was at Washington State. He wound up actually inviting me out there to spend time out there. I mean, he was an amazing human being. And, and they say that the line between genius and madness is narrow. And it probably was in his case. I mean, he was sort of a mad genius. And he's one of the greatest offensive minds. Lost in the hilarity of Mike Leach, all the funny things he would say, and he said some incredible things with us, but lost in the hilarity was his actual acumen, was his actual genius, because he's one of the greatest passing minds the game has ever seen. I mean, when I think of the greatest passing minds the game of college football has ever seen, I think it's Lavelle Edwards, it's Mike Leach, and it's Steve Spurrier. I think those are Hal Mumme was a part of the Mike Leach equation, you might say. So you might put him in. He just didn't have the results. Hal Mumme was of a similar mind, football mind, to Mike Leach in the madness part of it, but he leaned too much to the madness. There just wasn't enough common sense with Hal Mumme, and that's what sort of did him in at Kentucky. But he and Mike Leach, Mike Leach told a story about how he and Hal Mumme used to sit in like a diner, like a dive, and draw up plays on napkins. So that's the reality. And we miss him. And like I said, it didn't matter where he went. He always made time for us. He always called us back. He always wanted to be on. I mean, just craziness. There was no reason for him to want to do any of that. That's just the person he was. And the game of football really lost something. And humanity lost something when we lost Mike Leach. But the game of football lost Mike Leach. And we lost something significant when we lost Mike Leach. Walt up to the Road Rage, quick break.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Hey everybody, Kwok here with a special announcement. As y'all know, I've been on the Wendy's team 4 years now, and I'm thrilled to announce a new addition to our roster, the Chicken Tender. Our new 5-star recruit is bringing 6 bold new sauce additions with him, including Wendy's new signature sauce, Scorchin' Hot and Sweet Chili. When asked what the Wendy's fan base can expect from him, Mr. Tender said, quote, bigger, better, juicier. There's nothing like me in all of Anderson, Oconee, or Pickens County, end quote. So yeah, get your hands on some Wendy's chicken tenders. No further questions.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Lennox in the air means money in your pocket. Turn to Heavenly Air of the Upstate LLC for special offers happening today that will put high-quality Lennox air in your home and savings back in your pocket. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,800 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system. Or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 12 months when financing a new Lennox system. Plus, receive up to $2,600 in federal tax credits. Visit heavenlyaire.com today. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. License number RHB587.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart. Dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
The Club Car Onward Golf Cart is now available at Golf Cart Service in Spartanburg. This cart has the history of having superior design and performance compared to regular carts. These are the carts used at resorts, RV parks, beaches, and golf course neighborhoods. Dream up your cart design and let Golf Cart Service build it for you. Golf Cart Service is your authorized club car dealer in the upstate where you can get an Onward cart today. Visit our website, golfcartsc.com, to learn more, or visit us at 699 Southport Road. Get your club car Onward today and really enjoy life.
Level up your evening commute with Road Rage. Walt Deptula brings the heat when it comes to talking all things sports.
Bring in the heat.
It just speaks for itself.
You guys are the best, man.
And that's real talk.
Let's go!
Check it out weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. Brad Brownell joins us at 5:05 today. It's the alleged Halloween rejoin day. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks now and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite player. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You have heard all these people have called in, even the last couple of days, and talking about Underdog and how they're playing it and they love it. And obviously we've turned you on to it. I am not in yet today. We're at the end of our giant auction campaign, and I just haven't had a chance to just sit down and look at it, and I need to because I'm having Underdog withdrawals, Ramona. I need my Underdog, so I will be in. I need to get in on something tonight, which I will. And of course this weekend I'll have, 15, 20 plays on Underdog. And a lot of those will be on college football. There'll be some NBA plays, too. I love live in-game NBA action. I love Underdog. It makes it all more interesting. It just does. It makes it all better. You know, again, some of these weeknight college football games are lacking, you know, in attractiveness. But, you know, if you have a little Underdog spice to it, then the games are much more interesting. You know, Marshall and Coastal Carolina, much more interesting, except that Marshall fumbled four times consecutively. They turned it over on four consecutive drives last night in the third quarter. That's right. That happened. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word, to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Consider with your play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. You will 100% thank me later. All right, Ramona, we need to get to the You Pick 'em games. We'll start them now because I'm a little concerned that we're going to run out of time on that deal too. But we've talked at pretty good length about Clemson and Duke. Obviously, you know, every...
Oh, wait. You want to do our poll?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Talk about our poll real quick that we had yesterday?
Well,
we didn't get a chance to talk about.
Yeah, we haven't... No one knows about the poll. We didn't say... We actually forgot all about this. Ramona put this poll up as we left the air yesterday, and we haven't mentioned this on air. But we took your monster suggestion. Somebody suggested that. We got in this monster conversation started by Joe yesterday. Basically, which monster would win a cage fight? I don't know. In any case... We have that poll up, so you can go answer that Halloween poll. I forgot all about it, so you will be the first people to participate in it because this is the first you're actually going to find out about it. So go to the RoarFMWebsite.com. We had a ton of people answering this without knowing there was going to be a poll on it yesterday on the text line. So go there and answer that. All right, Ramona.
All right. Okay. Which monster? Hang on. It cut it off.
Of course it did.
I know.
A furniture ant?
Okay. No. Okay. Which monster is the last monster standing in a Halloween free-for-all?
Which monster is the last monster standing in a Halloween free-for-all? That's where we are, yes.
Now, I have some people have answered it.
Oh, they found it on their own.
They found it anyway.
Okay, all right.
Okay, the first one is Dracula.
Dracula, yeah. Okay. Dracula was popular in the text line yesterday.
Okay, he got 7.1%.
Oh, yeah, Dracula, 7%. Okay.
Frankenstein got 7.1%.
Oh, Frankenstein, the same percentage as Dracula.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wolfman got 14.3%.
Oh, no. This must be the drunken people who...
It's their answer,
it must be the drunken people. No, this must be the drunken people who wound up here by accident late last night. Look, all you people who were answering this question on the text line, you need to get in, you know?
The texter said Cookie Monster, no question. He's not on the list.
Look, all you people who had the candy questions right, you can go participate in the monster question. Go to the website. Go to the Roar FM website and participate in the monster poll. So the wolf man, that's bogus. I mean, it's like Auburn getting screwed by the officials versus Oklahoma. Okay, so the wolf man.
Okay, 14.3%. Jason didn't get anything.
Nothing for Jason?
No, Jason didn't get a thing.
Jason would kick the Wolfman's A. Jason, the Wolfman, you just shoot the Wolfman with a silver bullet and he's history.
How's Jason going to get?
Jason's
going to go to a gun store and buy some bullets. He's not going to want him to do anything. Jason cannot be killed.
Where have you been? Jason can't be killed. It's impossible to kill Jason.
I've only seen that. One and two of that series.
But Jason can't be killed because they have to make other movies.
That's Friday the 13th.
No,
right?
Jason can't be killed because they have to make other movies. Oh, we didn't put Michael Myers in.
No, Michael Myers is here.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah, he's got 7.1%.
Okay, that's another mistake.
And then Freddy Krueger has 21.4%.
Oh,
so
no.
He is in the lead so far.
No.
And then
Freddy Krueger is a pufta. Come on, man.
He's only in your dreams.
That's right. He
wouldn't get you because you don't ever sleep.
That's right. He's a pufta. That's right. He'd be dead because I don't sleep, so he'd be dead.
Okay, the alien monster, 28.6%.
Oh, the alien monster. See, the alien monster looks bigger. That's why so many on the alien monster.
And then
the alien monster was killed, wasn't he, at the end?
No, they keep coming back.
Well, it was a different one, wasn't it? Wasn't the alien, what's the, was her name Sigourney Weaver? Is that her
yeah,
name?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. It had a queen and it had a bunch of babies, so.
Okay, but the original alien monster, wasn't she killed?
Yes. Yes.
So it can't be that, because that one was killed.
Okay.
Right?
Well, no. Yes. I mean, all the creatures are gone in these movies.
No. Michael Myers and Jason live forever, or until they want to make another. They don't want to make another movie.
Is this thing working? Scooch you in repeating? Can I go on, please?
Whack.
Okay. The creature. I like this choice.
The creature.
I didn't even think of that until you said it.
The creature from the Black Lagoon.
The creature from the Black Lagoon got 14.3%.
Oh, look, there's some creature from the Black Lagoon lovers.
You know, yeah. I think that movie was made in St. Augustine.
Really?
Or Jacksonville somewhere.
But now, out of water, he might have some problems.
Well, he stayed out of water long enough to grab that woman.
Yeah, he had gills. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So there's that.
He just stayed wet.
So the alien who died in the first movie that it was in.
That particular alien.
Yes, that particular alien who died, which is the only one we care about.
Oh, I forgot that it has Walt conditions.
That's the only one. Remember, that was the one. It was alien, and it was killed. He was killed. She was killed.
Actually, there's another movie, alien movie that came out recently.
Yeah,
that would prove you wrong.
Okay, well, there's no proof wrong. That alien was killed. That one was dead. In the first movie it appeared in, so it can't be that. It can't be that because again, Michael Myers and Jason survived like 28 movies.
Okay, then why is the alien on the list as a choice?
I don't know. I should have taken it off. I want to exit out.
Okay.
Like a couple of those coaches' names off the football.
Just because it got the biggest percentage.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did. It was while I was talking, so maybe nobody heard you. Because you obviously didn't hear that I was still speaking.
No, I don't listen to you.
I know.
All right, but Alien died in the first movie it was in, and Michael Myers and Jason both survived like 30 movies. So it can't be the alien over those two characters. It can't. So let's go. I mean, we gotta get going on that.
But Michael Myers and Jason are both human. Right?
No, they're
human.
They're
even
human.
Though they keep coming back, human.
No, look, they've been shot like a million times. They've
Michael
been burned.
Myers,
they've been
Myers
crushed,
is the scariest
shot,
thing
burned, crushed, yeah. Thrown out of buildings. I mean, everything's been done to them, and they still live. So they're human-ish.
Ish.
They're ish. They're human-ish in appearance only, but not in reality. Not human-ish. Listen, you know, some of you people don't understand monsterdom, all right? Dracula lives for a zillion years. Dracula lives forever, okay? Ever. You can't kill Dracula unless you drive a stake through his heart, and then you have to know where his hangout is. You have to know where his coffin is, and you have to get there in the daylight hours or he's going to kill you. And again, Dracula's, every time you see Dracula, what's the first thing they tell you? That Count Dracula from Transylvania has been around for like a million years. Okay, so he's got to be a lead contender because he's survived. He survived.
Alien
died in 2 minutes.
People.
What?
You're trying to influence.
No,
I'm
trying to set them straight. You know, it's like with the candy thing. Look, the alien died in like 90 minutes. Alien was off 90 minutes, and that was it for Alien. Alien is the Snickers bar of candies.
Oh, come on with the Snickers bar.
7-0 Ted. Ted, how are you, Ted?
Pinch me, Walt. Did Chris Greer get fired?
I don't know. Did he?
I saw a release from the Dolphins that they're parting ways with Chris
Greer. Well, it's about friggin' time, Ted. I've been telling you to do that for 17 years.
Believe me, I wish I had some pull. But don't pay attention to me.
Oh, the Wicked Witch is dead, is what Ted is telling me. Let's see.
I'm happy if that's
here it is.
From
Here it is. Here it is. Oh, and it was a while ago. It was a while ago. We've been so busy with the campaign. Yes. The Miami Dolphins have fired Chris Greer after a 2-7 start. And what about the other previous miserable 17 years? It's about time. I've said forever, Ted, as you know. I told you before the start. Ted, you asked me about your Miami Dolphins before the start of the year, and I told you two things. I told you, one, you're going to finish in last place. And two, I told you that you need to fire Chris Greer. So you are going to finish in last place. So right about that. Ding, ding, ding. And you have fired Chris Greer. Congratulations.
Hey, I'm as happy as having a loss could be.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
exactly.
We fired Chris Greer. If that's what it takes, I'm happy.
Yep.
You know, I mean, you know, we'll see. Now, there's no telling who Steven Ross is going to bring in. You know, one of the reasons he didn't want to fire him is he hates hiring people. So he didn't want to fire him because he didn't want to go through the trouble of the hiring process. So we'll see. I hope it's going to be somebody good. I don't even have a want or a wish. I just want somebody that's going to put the team on the field to compete.
So what do we think about Mike McDaniel then?
Well, general managers typically want to pick their own coaches. I mean, a lot of
But then why didn't they fire him at the same time?
I don't know. But, you know, here's
NBC
the thing.
Is saying that McDaniel.
A lot of McDaniel's failures on Chris Greer not giving him a good team.
Well, McDaniel is saying there's a report from NBC that says McDaniel's going to remain the Dolphins coach at the end of the season. That's not exactly a vote of confidence. I think McDaniel is actually a pretty bright guy. And if it doesn't work out there, he'll wind up in OC somewhere again, and he'll do a good job in that role. Maybe he just wasn't ready to be a head coach. Maybe more importantly, he just wasn't ready to be a head coach under Chris Greer's umbrella.
I think the Dolphins weren't ready to have a mind like that as a head coach.
Yeah.
They weren't ready. All right, have a good one, Walt.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Ted. Yeah, that might be the case. I mean, I think it's I think it's a mess, obviously. And look, if they do wind up hiring a new coach, look, that franchise is going to have to make another decision. And that decision is the Tua decision and what you're going to do about him, because he's not the answer. He hasn't been the answer. McDaniel designed an entire offense around that guy's skills. And I know people say, like, well, why is he throwing fade passes to small receivers and to A-chain, the running back? Listen, Tua has his limitations, and that's a problem. You know, it all went wrong when they failed to draft Justin Herbert. That's where it started to really go downhill, and it's hard to get that right. Brad Brownell coming up in a few minutes.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business